Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. September 18, 1903. Elder Daniels. Dear brother, I have written a short letter to you this afternoon, but I wish to add a few more words. The enemy has put into Dr. Kellogg's mind the very words that I speak so that his ideas can be sent forth as ideas exactly similar to those I have taught. Thus it is claimed that the teachings of the book, The Living Temple, are in accordance with the teachings of my writings. There is a similarity of expressions, it is true, and many of the words are the same as the words used by me in writing out the instruction that God has given me in regard to God in nature. And the positions taken in this book can be interpreted by a mind under the deception of Satan to be exactly the same as the positions taken in my writings. But this is not so. My words are interpreted to mean almost the opposite of their real meaning. This confuses the minds of the brethren and sisters in our churches. Dr. Paulson's mind is becoming confused. He thinks he understands Dr. Kellogg's teachings, but he does not discern who is Dr. Kellogg's instructor. I am bidden to say to our people, do not confound the words of Sister White with the deceptive fallacies of the enemy. Extreme views of God in nature undermine the foundation truths of the personality of God and the ministration of angels. A confused mass of spiritualistic ideas takes the place of faith in a personal God. I take no stock whatever in some of the principles that are now being advocated. For advocating similar ideas, Dr. Kellogg was reproved shortly after he connected with the sanitarium. Let Dr. Paulson take heed that he be not deceived. He may say, Sister White's own words are repeated in Dr. Kellogg's teachings. True, but misinterpreted and misconstrued. God forbid that I should be misrepresented by anyone in this matter. Dr. Kellogg is not using the holy fire, but common fire, by advocating these deceptive, spiritualistic ideas. He has been inspired by the mind that caused the fall of our first parents. Brother Daniels, I earnestly desire that this matter shall be dealt with in God's own way. Be very cautious. Do not precipitate a crisis. Work silently. I am bidden by the Lord not to converse with Dr. Kellogg or to write to him direct, for his mind, controlled as it is by Satan, is in such a condition that he is liable to put a wrong construction on my words. To you, Brother Daniels, and to your fellow laborers, I would say, quit you like men. Be strong. Make no raid against anyone, for you are warring not against men, but against principalities and powers. Put on the whole armor of God, not forgetting the gospel shoes. Keep close to the Lord. Cling to the standard. Pray and strive for victory. I would write more, but the Sabbath is almost upon us.